You want me to start out with my name and where we are, what we're doing right now?
That's fine, yep.
I'm Mary Ann Simpson, a nurse and certified diabetes educator with REX Diabetes Education Center. We're at the Cary office right now. And this is an initial assessment with Donald Ball. We're going to see what all he's currently doing, add insulin to the regimen, and try to help him be as self-sufficient with this as possible. Now, you said that you have the AccuCheck voice machine. How often do you usually check your blood sugar?
Not as often as I should. I've been checking it more lately because he's just more than doubled my medicine.
Okay. Do you know the names of the pills that you're currently taking?
I am taking Actos. I take I think it's 30 milligrams of that. I'm not real sure.
Okay. Once a day?
Yes. I'm taking Amaryl. He's got me on two trips of that a day, 8 milligrams, and 2,000 milligrams of
metformin.
Okay.
A 1,000 in the morning and 1,000 in the evening.
Right.
And you're just starting to add 10 units of Lantus. Now, Lantus is a basal insulin that lasts over a 24-hour period. It doesn't have peak actions like you usually have associated when you're taking it with a meal.
Mm-hmm.
So it just gives you where the other pills that you're taking help overcome the resistance that your body has to insulin. Lantus is a little bit of insulin that's going to help burn sugar. But you know, the basic problem is that with type 2 diabetes, that you may not make quite as much insulin from the pancreas as you did, but usually the major problem is insulin resistance, so that you're not getting as much use of it. And the pills that you're taking all help your body to be more sensitive to the insulin. So let's look at what your blood sugars have been. The one that they sent me was 4705, 241. Was that a fasting blood sugar?
Mm-hmm. I'm sure there's a history on this thing of my last 10 readings or something.
That would be great.
You may not need the whole talking part, just the small meter. See if you can scroll through them.
Okay.
See if there's a little history there.
Yes, let's see. Now let's see. This does not have the code strip in it.
Oh, you need a code.
Oh, wait a minute. It'll go back in the memory without it. I didn't think it'd do anything without it. Let's see. On 5:10 at 5:40 a.m. Are you an early riser?
Yeah.
Okay. It was 170.
I took mostly fasting blood sugar.
Okay, 2:52 a.m. on 4:30, it was 131. 8:02 a.m. on 4:23, it was 262. 8 a.m. on 4:23, it was 92. 'Kay, so you've got a few during this time that are 225 to 260, and a few that are in the 90s range. Do you ever have a really low blood sugar?
No.
Now let's see, on 4:16 you had a 350. Do you often have them that high?
That might have been before I started doubling up on this medicine and everything.
Okay. Okay.
You know, my problem is sweets.
Okay.
And I got a mate who's willing to accommodate that.
Is there any possibility that individual would be willing to come in when we do? What we'd like to do after this is, here's your meter back.
Mm-hmm.
Is
that off? Or?
Yeah, I turned it off.
Okay.
Get you back in at some point for a specific meal planning with the dietitian?
Yeah, I probably should get her to come in on that. You know, what my main problem seems to be, well, I've always liked sweets, but it just seems like the more they try to control my sugar, the lower it gets. I want to get it back up to a level I'm used to or something. I mean, not a high level on the meter necessarily, but where my body doesn't feel like it's craving food all the time.
Right. Most of the time, what we're trying to do, if somebody is on insulin or pills or particularly a combination of those, if you could not have blood sugars below 100, so if you could pretty much average fastings in the morning between 100 or 110, 130, would be a really good range for you.
But I mean, all this medicine can't be good, but I'm just saying, if I can't govern myself, you know, this is what I got to do. I really don't like having to go on the needle. Nobody does, or I don't like having to take all the medicine, but I just cannot reason with myself in a diet way, I guess I'm trying to say. I can't seem to go on a diet.
I understand what you're saying, and I hear that just about every day from people. It's not that it's that you're that unusual. It's a difficult thing to do. The goal, of course, with this is to try to have the same portion of food at each meal. Variety can be unlimited, but would you be willing to look at trying to reduce your weight a little bit?
I am, yeah.
Okay. You know, not more than about a pound and a half a week, so that it's not a drastic change. But the only way that blood sugars can be stabilized so that you stay pretty much the same during the day, you know, a fasting blood sugar should be anywhere between 65 and 99. But when you're on medications, we're not trying to get quite that low, because we don't want you to have a low blood sugar. Because a meal plan for diabetes is a good basic meal plan for everybody in the family. And it really, there's nothing that you can't ever have. You shouldn't have very many things in the sweet area, but occasionally a little bit of that's okay if you cut back on something else. But if you're trying to have just regular everyday foods, it's kind of moderation. And I would say that probably if you had probably five to begin with, servings from what's considered the carbohydrate group. Mm-hmm. That's your starches, your starchy vegetable is corn, lima beans, green peas, rice, potatoes, pasta, and dried beans, fruit and fruit juice, and milk. Now those are the foods that turn into sugar that require insulin. And if you can be consistent in the portion size that you have each meal, then that's not counting your meats, it's not counting your fresh vegetables, your tossed salads, and it doesn't count your fats. It's just trying to have the consistent amount of food at each meal that's going to turn into sugar, and then checking your blood sugar at least a couple times a day to see how your blood sugar is responding to that. But when there's not a measure of the same amount, there's nothing for the doctor to really be able to adjust the medication to really fine-tune it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, because all of these drugs have certain action times, but if one meal you eat this amount and then another meal you have another amount, it's hard to figure out how much of which medication at which time of day is going to be right to get your blood sugar where it needs to be. And with these sporadic 297s, 350s, 341s that you're having, you know, you can't feel very good a lot of the time. On the 23rd of April last month, it was 262. And if you're having blood sugars, even off and on, that are much over 180, the body responds to that. Tired, just, or does that sound what you're feeling? Right. Right, so if we can figure out a way, that's why I was thinking if your friend would be willing to come back when you meet with the dietitian, and that's not saying that you're going to have her do all of these things, but if she understands the basis of why it's important to have these, there's nothing that you can't have. It's portion sizes. So when you're talking about potatoes, and you can have five servings of the combination of starches, fruits, and milk, a half a cup is one serving. So it's smaller amounts, and it may be more portion size that's the problem than what you're actually eating, except that you said you really do like sweets. How often do you have dessert type things?
Every day.
Every day.
Okay. I'm sore.
What's the one that's the hardest for you to resist?
Well, at work, you know, you just grab it and go stuff like a candy bar or some sort of cake or something like that.
Things that are right there.
I have been able to drink diet drinks totally.
Okay, that's a step in the right direction. Was that something that was hard to do?
No.
No, okay.
I've been able to go on those. I went on those immediately after I found out, because I know I was drinking pure sugar most of the time, keeping it in my veins. But.
Right. Let's see. Do you have what you need with you to do a blood sugar, or could
yeah,
I? Okay,
sure.
Let's find out what it is right now, if you don't mind.
I have had a ham biscuit and a diet drink this morning.
Okay.
Then I had a cake and a slice of milk at break. Some fattening concoction with a cream with a creamy filling.
Well, I hope you enjoyed it, because you're just about to start cutting back on some of that. What did you say you had with the ham biscuit?
Just a
diet drink.
Okay.
Code is 799. Date is May 13. Time is 10:14 a.m. Insert strip.
Meter's close on the time, but I probably
strip
need to.
Insert it. Apply blood.
I have a new lancet in this. I have to turn my stun gun all the way up. Just about.
Well, you know, sometimes when people are having trouble with that, it's that they're not pressing hard enough against their finger. Let's wipe that finger off real quick here.
Right.
And let it dry so that, you know, if by chance there was any sugar from the food that you had eaten on the tip of your finger and you didn't wipe it off, then as soon as the blood touches that, it gets into that droplet.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can press firm enough against the end of your finger with your stun gun, as you call it, that actually there would be an indention. Let's move it to the side just a tad. Right there's perfect. Now I'm gonna see what you do and see what sort of drop you get. Okay, if you start at the bottom of your finger and press this way front to back, you've got a wonderful drop there. If you touch the tip of your finger there and come down. Oops. Kind of hard to find that, isn't it? Here's a Kleenex.
Yeah. A little. Did I drip on the table there?
Not at all. Not one little bit. The only trouble that I saw is that, as you, okay, your
result is 266 milligrams per deciliter. Remove strip.
Let's see, this
insert
is 11.
Strip.
At 10:15, what time did you eat this morning?
The last time was at around 8.
Okay, and the ham biscuit was about what time?
7.
Okay. And the last time there was a reading on your meter was the 23rd of April.
Okay.
That time was 262. Most every time you eat, if you're eating a meal that has the right amount of food in it, blood sugar is probably going to go up anywhere between 50 and 80 points.
That's those strips, okay.
Yeah, looks like you've got a new one that's unopened there. Got all of the things you need here.
Where's your trash can and all? Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you for doing that.
This also has an insulin reader. It will read, I think, Eli Lilly bottles.
Okay.
Do you have a bottle or something of the stuff I'll be using to
actually,
see if it...
Actually, the only thing that I've got, and I was wondering what type of...
Code is 799. Date is May 13th. Time is 10 18 a.m. Insert strip.
Now this is the test bottle.
Okay, what you're getting, Lantus, is an entirely different type of insulin. And that's why I was concerned about vision. The bottle that it comes in is more like this size. It's not the size of a Lilly bottle. And that's just your control solution. And they have just come out. In fact, I got it 2 weeks ago. It's not even out in the stores here in town. They've come out with a pen that you can dial up the number of units that you want. But the insulin comes in a cartridge.
That's probably, well, somebody is telling me that that's probably what I need to be using.
Okay, I've got a demo here. And last week somebody was in, and we couldn't find a store in town that had it, but some of them were going to start ordering it. Can I help you with that?
Yeah, maybe. It's supposed to...
Let's see, is that... What is that?
That's like a test vial. Oh, I put it in the wrong...
Okay, this... This is... Is that something that you use in reading...
It will.
It fits right inside of that little. I've just never seen one of these, but I was wondering what it was.
If I turn it on with the vial inserted.
Mm-hmm. System on. Code is 799. Date is May 13. Time is 10:20 a.m. Insert strip. Insert strip.
Oh, is that
insert
something that you put in each time you get ready to do a test
strip? Uh-huh. May 13, 10, 16 a.m. Result is 266 milligrams per deciliter.
Okay. Oh, and your code key, I see now, is in the back
in the
of
back,
this rather
right.
than in the meter, certainly.
System on. Code.
But anyway, there's a way to read a vial. And I haven't used insulin, so I haven't really done it, but I could go through the instructions and learn it.
Okay, well, see, this is what the cartridge is.
Mm-hmm.
And it fits inside this pen. So I don't know whether, whether it, we could find out from AccuCheck if it can read this. Of course, this has just come out. And as I said, the size... Lantus is such a different type of insulin than they've ever had before that they put it in a different size bottle so that there was no way that it could get mixed up. And it cannot ever be mixed with anything else. Now,
in most cases, I think for people who are visually impaired, that must go in there that way, right?
It does, and it has a couple little things here. It took me forever to figure out how to use this one. It's sort of complicated. It has two, on this side of it, you've got two buttons.
Oh, okay.
The bottom button has to be pushed before you put the end with the little prong on it. Put that in and then push. So just a minute, I've got to figure it out again. There's a combination there that's strange.
Okay.
But it goes in, latches. Okay. Here we go.
Try to get the air out of there. But this is what I use to check my sugar with.
Okay.
I wanted to bring that so you could see.
I appreciate you doing that. I'm glad that you did. The only thing that I saw that was any problem that you can continue working on, because you do really well with it, after you get your finger stick, if you always go back up to the point of your hand and milk it from there to the tip, you've made a hole at the tip of the finger, and what you're trying to do is kind of milk out what's in the finger. And there's not much just in the last digit. So if you just start down at the bottom, what you got was a wonderful drop. And most of the time, if you just do it one time, just kind of do like that, a large drop of blood come out, because the way you held your lancing device was perfect. You've got a good hole, but you've got to help kind of pull it out.
Right. What I'm wondering is, in the insulin and things that I would be using, if there's some tactile markings on the pen or the, you know, so that I can get the measurements, that sort of thing.
Once you get this in, it's just that the process is a bit difficult. But after you've learned it, I'm still having difficulty because it's so different and it's a bit awkward. But once it's figured out, each of these cartridges, and it comes with five, so you've got 1,500 units, insulin's measured in units, and you get five cartridges at a time. Each one has 300 in it. And then I'm going to go ahead and...
Now, is there any way this thing, when it runs out, will stop working? Or...
Well, it should, but I haven't had an empty cartridge to find out for certain. Because the way it should work, you know, let me put this in.
Because I'm not going to count.
Well,
10, 10, 10, 10, 10, you know, until it's...
Well, you do, because when you... Okay, now we've got it in there. Okay, now, this one right here, push that. Okay, now, this turns. And if you were able to see right here, so every click is one unit, so turn forward. Okay, that's one, two, ten is what he wants. And you've got 10 right there.
Okay. Now, is there a dial that's showing you that? Or?
Yes, right here is a little screen that shows the number of units.
Okay, now let me see. There is a stopping point.
Well, you can't go all the way back, so because it'll only go back to two. You have to shoot it out. So you put a needle on there. Each time you get ready to do this, see that your little cartridge vial has a little rubber tip on the end. And you put this little needle, has two sides on it. When you screw it on, a needle goes down into that vial, and you take this off. Now take that one off. Now that has your little needle inside of it.
Oh,
it's a very short needle.
Oh, what, it's in there.
Right, and you just change that each time. Very short, very sharp. Now, when you dial that up, see, you can't go back all the way, so that's why you want to be careful when you're dialing it. You can dial back to two, but for some reason it won't go all the way back. But the way you do, now you're going to hold it like that so that you can put your thumb on that, and you stick yourself and just push that button down, and that put the insulin into you. There are others that are not complicated, but Lantus doesn't make them. They have just come out with a pen. Now, the alternative is to, where do you work?
I work at LC Industries, and there is a nurse, but she's not there every day. But I'm not going to inconvenience anybody else with this. I need to learn how to do it.
Okay, what I was going to say, what we do a lot of times with people who are even mildly visually impaired, if somebody can draw those syringes up a week at a time, then you just put them in the refrigerator, and every night you take one out and stick yourself. That way you know, so that it could be a friend, it could be anybody, and I'll be glad to teach them how to do it, because it's not a difficult thing to do. But there are no tactile markings on the outside of the syringe. So
But now, on the bottles, is there not a place where you can fill the bottle and then pull the, you know, measure the syringe by just sticking it at a point in the bottle and just drawing it down until it's...
Well, what you have, let me have that little thing to cover this needle up before one of us really does get stuck. What I practice with are these little bottles of saline, which is about the size of a bottle of insulin. This is a regular insulin syringe that's measured to It only draws up 30 units because it has larger markings. And the end has a cover on it, and then the other tip on the, that's where your plunger is.
Well, what I was going to look at is this plunger. If it has,
it doesn't have anything on it.
Tactile markings of some sort where it would just, you would just stop at a certain point.
It doesn't. The services for the blind used to have, it was a large thing about the size of a 12-inch ruler that could be set with a screwdriver to hold the bottle up at the top, and then somebody that could see well could give you a stopping point so that when you put the needle into the bottle,
mm-hmm.
when you pull this down, it would stop at the number of units that you wanted. Now, it sounds as though it's not essential that you get this started today. It's been a long time since I've seen one of those, and I don't know whether they still make it, but I can certainly do some research for you and find out what the best thing. You want to be independent, and I can appreciate that.
Well, what I'm also going to do, you know, in addition with talking with you, is I'm thinking about trying to talk with them over at Division of Services for the Blind and meet with the nurse over there,
uh-huh.
and see what she recommends. I'm liking the pen idea. What I want to try to learn today is how to get stuck.
Oh, we can do that without any problem.
How to get stuck.
Okay.
And
then
how.
There's time to work out the best way for all the rest of us. Okay.
I feel like I would like to do my leg, maybe.
Well, either the leg or the abdomen. And if you're doing your leg, you want to go from, don't put a hands, you don't want to go right around the knee because you don't want to get into the knee structure.
Mm-hmm.
So halfway here and halfway over here, all the way up to the top.
Right here?
No, not the center part, because the nerve endings and blood vessels are closer to the surface. So just like the crease on your pants and the seam on the outside.
Up in this
from
area?
Here to here, all the way up to your, to almost where the crease of your knee is.
So
the crease of your
right
knee.
Over in there to?
From right here, up that line to over here. So anywhere in that fourth of your leg.
Okay.
And whenever you get a vial of insulin, there'll always be a tamper-proof top. You just pop that little top off. And then you know that it wasn't damaged before you got it, and you certainly are not going to damage it.
Now, when you got a syringe full or something, do you just hold your hand up and let gravity?
No, you put your hand right here, hold the syringe, and let your hand just drop like that. So you know exactly where you are. Your first thing you're going to do is clean the skin, then you're going to pinch an inch with your left hand. Are
mm-hmm.
you right-handed?
Well, the reason I'm afraid to pinch is I'm afraid I'm going to jab my finger.
Okay.
One of the fingers that I'm pinching with.
Okay, well, that's what really controls it. You know that if you're right there and you put your hand down so that when it falls, it's going to go right there. Because the needle is so sharp, you don't have to jab. All you've got to do is just kind of let it fall and it goes through the skin.
So I hold it up about that far, maybe?
Well, not even that far. If you can put the palm of your hand
mm-hmm.
right there, and this is closed, it's not going to stick you. And then just, that's all you've got to do. Then let go of your fingers
mm-hmm.
and push down on that.
So I'm holding it there and just
when
twist
you're
my hand over.
Mm-hmm. Very gently, because it's very sharp. Your skin's soft and it goes right in. But by pinching an inch, that pulls it up above any of the blood vessels or fatty tissue, and you want it to go into fatty tissue. There you go. Because once you've got your thumb and your forefinger there, you can kind of get the feel with your hand where it's going to be. And then once you put your hand down and just go forward, you're hitting bullseye right in the center every time.
So just hold my hand sideways like that with the
mm-hmm.
syringe there
mm-hmm.
and flip over.
That's right. And now this is sterile normal saline, which is what we practice with, so that you actually get the feel of what it is. So I'm going to draw it up for you. Just 5 units of sterile normal saline. It's just the act of actually doing the sticking that's the hard thing.
Mm-hmm.
And after you, the first time you do it, will be the hardest you'll ever have to do.
Well, I'm gonna go quick.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, you pull back. You put, it's a tamper-proof. We've taken the tamper-proof top off. It's a resealable stopper so that you put in the air equal to the amount of liquid you're going to take out so you don't end up with a vacuum. And as I said, this can be drawn up.
Now, let's slow down again. What was that about a vacuum?
You've got a rubber seal that you go through each time.
Mm-hmm.
And it reseals itself when you take the needle out so that there's no transfer of germs or air or anything.
Okay.
So you've got 1,000 units in the bottle. And if you always took insulin out and didn't replace that volume with anything, you'd end up with a vacuum in there.
Mm-hmm.
So each time, or at least, you know, if you forget it a few times, you've got plenty of air in there not to worry, but you can't take the whole 1,000 cc units out without doing it. I just draw up the amount of air equal to the amount of insulin I'm going to take out,
mm-hmm.
put the air in, turn the bottle upside down, and pull the insulin out. But you do need to be able to know that the reason that it requires some vision with this is to make certain that there's not any air bubbles in there, because you want to make certain that there's nothing, as you said, no tactile marks to let you know. But if
so, you have to put air into the bottle somewhere?
You just, like, you pull back air into the needle.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to just pull that down to 10, and I'll let you know that's 10. And then we're going to put the needle into
mm-hmm.
the top. Hold that right into the top of that rubber stopper. Now push the plunger down, which is right there. Okay, now you've just put in the amount of air equal to the amount of insulin you're going to take out. So then you pull the plunger down very quickly, which makes the air and the needle go back into the vial. Push back up till you get to 10. That's 10 units. So now that's the amount of insulin that you want to take. Only for this practice and the fact that this is saline, we're just going to do 5 instead of 10. Now, after you've drawn it up, you put the needle off of the edge of the table so that you don't accidentally hit the end of the needle on something and contaminate it.
How long is it?
The needle, this is one of the shortest ones. It's not but 1/4 inch long.
And when you let your hand fall, you let the whole tip of the needle go
right,
into your skin.
It has to go all the way because it's so short that if it doesn't go all the way, when you pull the needle out, the insulin comes back out. So the first thing we're going to do now is clean your skin with alcohol, and then you want to make certain that it's dry, because if it's not dry, it's going to sting like a paper cut that gets alcohol in it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that looks like it's dry. So take your left hand and just kind of pinch a wide spot.
Well, now I'll be
Are you jumping. Right-handed?
Oh, yeah, I'll be pinching with that. Right there.
You're left-handed?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Pinch an inch right there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Here's your needle, and I've taken the cap off of it this time, so don't get your little finger in the way. Okay, now put your hand right there.
Mm-hmm.
And what you want to do is come just right there. So
mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3. There you go. That's all there is to it. Now take your thumb and finger and hold that while you push that down. You finish pulling the whole thing out.
And that needle, you don't even feel it.
You're right. But the way it builds up in your mind ahead of time, it's going to be terrible. You did very well with that. So if we can just figure out the easiest way to make certain that whether you use a syringe like this and a vial, or whether you use a pen and figure out how to get all of that together and make certain that you do have the right number of units.
Now you shouldn't reuse those.
No, you really shouldn't, because the possibility of contamination is just too great.
And they dull.
Right. You know, as they make them thinner and thinner and put that little coating on the outside of it, they show us pictures that looks like a fir tree or something after you've gone in and come out one time.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the coating on it that it had to begin with, so it's not as comfortable the next time around. Now, how do you dispose of your lancets at home? Do you have containers to put them in?
No, ma'am, I haven't had. I know my mother uses a bottle. She uses like a drink bottle or something, and when she fills it all the way up, she throws it away.
That's right. In Wake County, as long as it's in something that's non-breakable with a screw on top, like a liquid detergent bottle, Clorox Tide, Pepsi bottle, anything like that that has a screw on top so that when it gets in the garbage and gets compressed, the top can't pop off and everything fall out.
Okay. So you need to have it compressed already. Well, I mean, you need to have it with the top on it and airtight.
You just need to continue put a top back on it each time so that if it turns over, the needles aren't going to come out.
Yeah.
And then when it's, I wouldn't get it all the way full because then it's hard to get them all in. But by the time it's about 2/3 or 3/4 full, close it up. And if it's something you can't see through, then you should have a piece of tape on there that says needle so that somebody doesn't pull it out and throw it into the recycle bin.
I'm really not understanding the physics of that deal where you have to put the amount of air in the bottle. That automatically pushes the insulin up into the needle, or?
No, what happens there, you've got, just feel that while I'm talking. That's filled about 3/4 full with insulin and has a little bit of air in the top part of it. But when they sealed it, there's a resealable stopper in there so that every time you go through it and come out, it doesn't leave a hole so that nothing, it can't get contaminated while you're not using it.
Right.
And because it's such a tightly sealed vacuum, it doesn't get any air in there to replace the volume of liquid that you're taking out.
Right.
So every once in a while, you need to put some air in so that you keep the inside equilibrium stable. You've got less liquid, but you haven't compensated by, you know, there's in any closed vial, there's a certain amount of volume. So in this, you have insulin and air. So as you take insulin out, it begins creating a vacuum in there. So all you're doing is putting a little bit of air in to compensate for the liquid that came out.
Now, once I put the air in, how far up would I have to pull the needle?
Like if you're taking 10 units, if you're going to take 10 units of insulin out of the bottle, we just put 10 units of air into it.
And that's pressing the syringe all the way back down after you've pulled it up to 10%.
Right. When you've got it up to 10 units, and then you just push it all the way as far as the plunger will go in, and then you've put in that 10 units.
And then you should be able to get the liquid out no problem at that point.
Right.
And you would pull it up more than the prescribed, maybe, you know, pull it up and then push it back down to 10 units, I guess.
Right, because if you pull back more, see, it's sort of complicated.
Well, that's why I'm asking, because it's...
I'm not, you know, when you are, when you've got a syringe that has a needle, and these needles are already made on it, there's a little bit of air that's in the needle that you can't get out. So you push all of the air out of the syringe to start with. And you've put that, say you've put 10 units of air into the vial of insulin. You've still got a little bit of air in the needle because there's no way to get rid of it. So when the first liquid comes through the needle, the air that's in the needle comes back into the syringe.
Right.
Now, if you don't get rid of that, then you're putting that into your body and you're not getting as much insulin as you thought you were. So the fact that you pull back, say if you want 10, and you probably pull back real quickly to 20, and that makes the air that was in the needle go back up to the top. And then when you're holding it straight up at a 90 degree angle, you just push that air back up, I mean push back up to the 10, and you've gotten rid of the excess air, it's going back into the bottle, and all you have is 10 units of insulin.
So when you draw the liquid straight up, and then you flip the whole works upside down, I'm guessing.
Let me get you another one here and practice with this so you actually see what and feel what we're doing.
Okay. I want to stick myself one more time that
way. Okay. This is how it comes out of the bag. It's got that small tip on the back. Just twist it off. That's to keep make sure that the plunger doesn't fall out.
This one?
This one right here. There you go. Now you can feel the plunger. And it comes out to measure up to 30 units.
That's all the way in.
Okay. Now twist that and that's where your little needle's going to be.
Yeah, it sure is.
Watch that point.
Oh, it got me.
Okay. All right. Now, each time you start to... Let me get another alcohol wipe.
It got me.
I tell you, since you've already touched that, let's just go ahead and practice with this, and then if you, we'll draw up some more from a sterile needle and another vial.
Okay.
Sterile before you stick yourself. Always make sure those haven't been contaminated. Okay, now, let's pull, you pull back and I'll tell you when you're at 10, or I'll pull back to 10, so I can't see from your finger there. Okay, now you're on 10.
That was pretty close.
Mm-hmm. And using your finger there is wonderful. That'll let you get right into the center. There you go. Okay, now push down on the plunger and you've pushed the air in. Okay, now when you turn the whole thing, invert it so that the liquid's down here where the needle is.
Right.
Now, just hold that tightly, pull quickly. That's good. Now let's see how much you ended up with. You ended up with 15, so you want to push, whoops, push back just enough to go back to 10, okay? And these needles are so flexible that bent the needle.
Wow.
So that's something that you have to be careful about, too.
So when you push back up on it, that air is gone now.
Right, the air is gone, and all you've got is exactly 10 units of the saline, which would be your insulin. Mm-hmm. And that can be drawn up ahead of time, like you just put that little cap back on the needle, and that can be stored in the refrigerator. And he had ordered this at bedtime so that all you'd have to do is take, pull that out, and then stick yourself like you did a few minutes ago.
Well, let's try a new needle, and I'll try not to goof it up.
Okay. You're doing very well. As well as a lot of people that have full sight is learning to do this. Okay, that's a new vial that still has the tamper-proof top. First of all, let's just...
Yeah, I gotta do this on my own.
Just flip it off. There you go. Now we know that that's sterile. Here's an alcohol wipe. Wipe the top of this. And I'll move all this out of the way so you can't get that mixed up.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Quite an experience.
Yeah. Yeah. Here we go. Maiden voyage.
There you go.
Maiden voyage.
You want to pull up some air?
Oh, yeah. Ooh, that's sharp.
Hit it again.
Huh? Okay,
push the
it
air
in.
Mm-hmm. Turn it all upside down.
And pull out quick.
Right.
And slide it back to wherever you think it should go.
Mm-hmm.
And then pull the...
And you are absolutely right on 8 units with not a speck of air in there.
Oh, good.
Fantastic.
Good.
Now, I'm going to put this right off the edge of the table there so that you don't hit the needle on the tabletop. And because you're going to clean your skin again now before you stick your stuff.
Sure.
You weren't thinking about not doing it, were you?
No. This is what you want right now.
All right. Okay.
And I would have tissue or something normally to dry that.
Well, actually, you don't want it to, once you've wiped with alcohol, you don't want to put anything else on it. Just let it air dry, and that's as clean as it can get. Okay?
And I want to hold it.
Right.
Right there.
Wonderful.
I want to drive it again.
Right.
I felt it just a little bit.
Well, you drove it in a little harder than you really have to.
Yeah.
But you're right. You're halfway or right between there.
Shove it in.
Pull the whole thing out.
Trick it out.
Or through. Fantastic.
Find a little cover.
Well, actually, we don't put the covers back on. I'll let you just put it into this container, and that's what you'll do at home. Okay? Wonderful.
Yeah.
You have mastered that.
Yeah.
You'll be able to do that without any problem, won't you?
Yeah, you think your skin, and normally mine is, because I've seen doctors have to use, you know, larger gauge needles or something, and they have trouble penetrating my skin, but these are so small and sharp.
And because insulin is a very thin liquid, now things like antibiotics that are really thick, that have to go deep down into the muscle, have to be a much larger needle to get it through there. But insulin is just, I mean, its thickness is just like water. And when people are, they have, every 2 years they come out with a slightly thinner needle. I don't know that they could possibly get any thinner than they are. You did very well with that. Now, if we can just figure out what's going to be the easiest way in which form of the insulin, in the vial or in the cartridge.
Well, I think the cartridge, if I can get it readily.
Okay.
Because I won't have, you know, I'll just have to learn how, what its defaults are as far as... Now, when I put it in the machine, it should be at zero. And then I should be able to dial it up and just never touch it. And it should be all right.
Now, let me put a needle back on. That you can't do anything, but the needle's still on there. Okay. To take it out, that the bottom part has to be in right here. There are two... things right there. The top one, okay, now that, it's sealed in there, it won't come out now. When you get ready to take the cartridge out or put another one in, press that in, and then the top button has to be released, and now it'll come out.
That's kind of neat.
It is. It really is neat.
Now, when I go back in with this, it should set everything back to defaults, I guess.
Right.
We're hoping.
It should.
You and I are hoping.
We're going to find out.
Yeah.
Now, let's see. There you go. And you heard it click? Now, whenever you get ready to
draw some... Is that set to zero?
It is. When you get ready to draw some up, you have to do the bottom one, and that pushes this out. And at that point, you can dial up and just count. 10. Absolutely
now,
on the mark.
Now, I only have to dial that up the first time I put this in there, right?
Well, because now, when you, that's 10 units, just like we drew up 10 units in this other syringe.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a clean needle on here, or pretending we do, so you just take that cap off.
Mm-hmm.
That's the needle, and you're going to hold it. That's the plunger, just like what you pushed in a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
And there are two little finger things there. So you can hold it and inject it the same way, and then you, when you get it in the skin, just push this right here down.
Now, where does the needle go after?
This needle goes in your skin just like the other one.
But, I mean, how do we change it?
We twist it off and put another one on.
Okay.
Those come in a box of 100 individual needles. One of those on in just a minute.
Oh, the whole thing comes off where, right there?
Yeah. When you put that in, each one of these cartridges has 300 units in it. So you're only using 10 at a time, so that'll last you 30 days.
So when I pull this back up now, oh, I just squirted.
Right. You just did the same thing that you did with the small syringe.
Right.
And you want to leave it there because that keeps it from being activated again.
So this is actually insulin, what you have in here, I guess.
Yes, that is. Well, let's see.
I'm wasting your stuff here.
No, this is saline. Okay, first of all, let's put that tiny little cap back on top of the needle so that you don't get stuck again. Twist that off. That leaves it with, see, this needle had
it's another side, yeah.
Right, it has two sides. One that goes through that, and then the other one that you're going to put into your cell.
And that also goes in a container like that.
Right. Now, this is how a new one comes. And it has a little tab on the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
So when you take that off, pull the little plastic tab off.
Now, am I back to zero again, or am I still at 10?
You're back to zero.
So you have to reset it every time you plug it in.
Right, every time, you know, you put your needle on, mm-hmm. and then you draw up the amount that you want for that time. And then when you push the plunger down, you have put that amount into yourself. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think so. So, it's not drawn any up yet.
No, you've got 300 units in this cartridge.
Right.
And when you get ready to draw some up,
so it's at zero, then you would.
That's 10, and that does say 10 units. So now you put your new needle on the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
and I won't.
No, I'd like for you to.
Okay.
It has a little tab on the end of it that keeps it sterile. And then use that one to put it on.
Then that has to thread on.
Right,
okay.
And then take the outer cap off, and you still have the small one that'll fit inside. This is the end that closes it up. It has a groove there. It has to be turned to match. Let's see. There you go.
Hmm.
Pretty neat, huh?
Yes, it is. And I can walk around with this anywhere.
Right, right. But you'll only be taking this once a day, and that's at bedtime.
No.
It's a 24-hour acting insulin.
But I'm not going to do it, but to draw it up, you push that button.
Well, see, actually, what we've got here, we just drew up 10. So you've got to get rid of that 10 first. So let's take the little cap off. Pull that straight out. Okay. Now, just hold this out here so neither of us get a shower. And push the button.
Is this needle okay to stick with?
Not what's in it. This is just a demo for practice, and you don't give... That's not like this saline that we had here.
But, I mean, I'm not going to spray it, but, I mean, would it be okay to...
Not to stick yourself.
Okay.
No. So just shoot that out. Okay. And that just went over almost to the trash can. It's a very tiny, fine little line.
Mm-hmm.
So now you want to leave it like that until mm-hmm. you're ready to draw it up again.
And then you would put your cover on.
Mm-hmm. Put the cover on and then take the whole thing off.
They got to spend a lot of money just putting the extras on these things.
That's true. That is true.
And then you twist this.
Mm-hmm. And then you put this outer cap on the end of it.
See, I can be totally independent with that.
You could be.
Yeah, I don't have to worry nobody with that.
It comes in a little case that just fits right like that.
And so...
And you can put two or three of the little needles right along here.
So. Yeah. Yeah, I believe that's what I'll have to have right there, that pen.
As I said, the supply houses here in town did not have this last Thursday. They said that they would order it. It's so new that they really are not geared up for it yet. So you just kind of watch what you're eating. Try to control that urge for some of those sweets. And we can set you up an appointment with one of the dietitians.
All right.
And have your friend come in with you for some individual meal planning. And as soon as this is available, if you want to run back over, I'll be glad to go over it with you. Make sure you're okay in using it.